Well, first of all, let me agree with you that there were people who were critical of the involvement of the Carnegie Corporation in making funds available to South Africa, both from a business point of view and as well as from a philanthropical point of view. It was a time when a number of institutes in the United States in particular had been operating sanctions against South Africa, very successfully so, and a number of American businesses had been under pressure to withdraw from South Africa altogether. And so there was some substance to the concern that the money shouldn't be released. But Alan Pfeiffer, I think, do take the correct decision in allowing this money to be released and for the work to be done, because it was obviously something which was not going to be of a short-term benefit to anyone. It was really looking at the long term. And at the end of the day, whatever we might be saying about slogans about liberation, slogans about freedom and democracy, at the end of the day, I think what we are talking about is what can be done and what can governments do to alleviate poverty of people throughout the world and throughout South Africa. And that sort of investment is an investment which I think is worthwhile, irrespective of what government is in power in a given country at a given time, because you are giving money to people who are not ideologically motivated one way or the other to a government or against a government, but whose concerns are really for the poorest of the poor in any given community, and how what steps can be taken by any government at any time to alleviate their plight.
Did you feel clear in your own mind then in your dealings with Carnegie that these were in fact their motives, that this is what they were about in their work, in their philanthropy?
Well, yes, I did. We then went and we spoke to the board, and they conveyed to us what their own feelings were, and I was quite absolutely satisfied and happy that their motives for allowing the money to come through were the correct ones. Also, I just felt that it was important for them to correct a misconception which may have been created by the first study, which concentrated merely on white Afrikaner poor, and that it was necessary for them to correct that misconception, that whereas they were able and prepared to allow money to be utilized for that first inquiry, that they were not now prepared to allow money when the inquiry was going to be focused on blacks.
50 years later, but not too late.
Right, absolutely. 50 years later, but not too late, because the problem is still with us now.